It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning. It's a Fractious Friday. It's a Fab Four Friday, as always. It's May 20th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We're here every Monday through Friday. A couple weeks, though, I'm going to take 2 days off. Yeah. But we are here, and let's give you just a little bit of a sports action for you tonight on Friday. Well, actually, hour and 20 minutes. The Cubs and the Diamondbacks at 11:20 this morning. The Rangers and the Hurricanes, NHL playoff game, is at 4:30 today. Diamondbacks take on the Cubs tomorrow at 11:20. And then Sunday at 11:20. And then Monday, they take on the Kansas City Royals at 6:40. And, of course, all of our games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5. Each and every day, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by the Laughlin Ranch Mall. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Yes, your place for shopping and food. We got three restaurants. We got the Island Kitchen Experience. We got the Unique Eatery and Daniels. Then, if you want a snack, they got ice cream and snacks over in the corner. Looks good, so good. There's always a line there. I can't imagine why. Upstairs, chocolate to boots to clothing to movies to sports items, to sunglasses. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Come check us out at the Laughlin Mall. TWN Communications, they're growing every single day. Their service area is getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. Find out when they're coming to your area with fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service. You go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or you can call 888-227-2095 and sign up. They'll just send you updates. You're not committing to anything. It's not costing you anything. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. Or you can call Regina at MEC at 763-1100. They're the partner. MEC is. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. Their whole menu is on the website. And so many people do the meal prep solutions where they, like, order their lunches for the whole week. Pick them up on Sunday and you're all set. Yeah, check out everything at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yes, a Fab Four Friday means we play the Beatles, and today it's Please Please Me CD. And our special guest today and here for the next hour is the president and CEO. I stand up when I say this. President and CEO of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, Becky Fossen. How are you, Becky?
Doing good. How are you?
Are you a Beatles fan?
I am.
Yeah? I think about everybody is.
Yeah, they just kind of timeless music.
Yeah,
so.
My son just took my grandsons to see Paul McCartney a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
At the Forum. In L.A., well, we've always called it the Forum. I don't know what it's called now. Staples Center or something. Anyways, and he put a video up and sent it to me. And there the two grandkids were standing up singing with Paul McCartney.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. And they don't even know, you know, they were not around in Paul McCartney's air. And I said to my son, I remind him, that's the third time you've seen him. Because I took him way back in the 80s to the Forum.
Nice.
And then we went. Him and his two kids and myself to San Diego a couple of years ago and saw him. And
sounds like
and now
fun.
They saw him last week. So yeah. So
and
very he turns
cool.
He turns 80 in a couple of weeks, Paul McCartney.
My goodness, and still out there doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, still must love the music.
I guess so.
Or the
yeah.
money.
Well, I probably doesn't really need the money. But.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. He's got to just love the passion. Because
exactly.
I can imagine standing on stage and seeing, you know, 40, 50,000 people in a stadium singing your songs and screaming, and they still scream.
And they still scream like they did back in the Beatles days.
I know. I don't think they meet them at the airport anymore like they used to. But, yeah, those were the days. So, Kingman, how's Kingman doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, besides the wind blowing.
Oh, well, yeah, well.
Good
that's
grief.
The whole state is blowing today.
My goodness.
I know. We don't need that.
Yeah, doing good.
But
doing
now
good.
You have this. You had the Stick Derby a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for coming up and representing.
Yeah, radio stations. We sponsored the Winning Circle.
Yes.
With the carnations and everything, and the winners get their picture taken over there.
Yeah.
But how did it go as a fundraiser for you?
You know, we haven't done all of the final numbers yet of everything, but it looks like, you know, we're on target. I'm going to say around 15,000, I think
good.
We came up
the
with.
The room was pretty full.
Yeah. It was just a really, really busy weekend that weekend. You know, it was Kentucky Derby Day, and that's why we went with it. And I don't think we really looked at the fact that it was also Mother's Day weekend.
Oh.
And so there were a lot of people out of town, a lot of people still, you know, getting ready for those year-in-school celebrations and that kind of stuff. Two big concerts down here in Laughlin that night as well.
Yep.
And then, you know, our Mother's Day festival that the Rotary Club puts on there in Kingman. So it really had people split in a lot of different directions and, you know, people out of town visiting moms and things like that. So, I mean, I was happy with the crowd, but it has been far more packed than that
in past
years. Yeah. But still, I think everybody that was there had a really good time.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, there's so much going on in the tri-state area.
Right.
I mean, the concerts here in Laughlin and just stuff in Bullhead. Tomorrow we have Back to Blue. Plus, we have a Kiwanis golf tournament. Today there's a blood drive in the Riverview Mall at the Bullhead Health Club. And so there's something going on all the time.
All over the place,
We're done with this pandemic. And you can tell when there's...
and when people all of want
a sudden,
out.
Yeah, when all of a sudden there's 40 blood drives on the calendar and stuff going on and events.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see everybody back out and about again.
Yeah.
And pretty much every event that we've had in Kingman, no matter who's sponsoring it, we've had massive turnouts
We had a chamber ribbon cutting yesterday in Bullhead for D Flat Pharmacy, who celebrated their third year, and they just wanted to do a little thing. And then they gave a check presentation, gave $200 to our Morning Kiwanis Club for our swim lessons,
nice.
And then $200 to the Guardian Foundation. And so, but it was a great turnout, you know. And we had two city council members there, and probably 15 or 20, which in a little pharmacy is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
15 or 20 ambassadors. And it's pretty busy, and so we as the Kiwanis Club want to thank Michelle and her husband for the donation for our swim lessons.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a little jealous that you have that many ambassadors, though. I have to say, every time you guys talk about your ambassadors down here,
I think we're at like 38.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's something we're working towards, getting more and more ambassadors back and getting them engaged again.
Well,
because of course everything fell off the last few years.
Yeah, but I think now more and more people are engaged.
Right.
You know, I've had three women tell me they want to join our Kiwanis Club.
That's awesome.
And we're up to 45 members right now.
Good.
So more and more people in our communities are getting out there and getting involved and helping things happen.
Because in these smaller areas, especially, I know in Kingman, pretty much everything, it seems like, you know, all of our events and that are all done by the nonprofits, you know, whether it's Rotary.
And you go and you see everybody
Kiwanis.
You know there.
Yeah,
you know?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, the United Way things and just things like that. That's pretty much what drives the community activities.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And last night you had a mixer.
We had a mixer last night at 66 Auto Sales.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. Had great music out back, and Charlie's Pizza was there. So everybody enjoyed that, and they had some, you know, beverages for the adults that showed up. And
there was no Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Well, there probably was.
Yeah. Becky didn't see it. and 66 is the Hill family.
Hill family has owned it.
Jim Hill started Hill Brothers in 1975.
Yeah.
And
I know they were there when I moved to town.
Yeah,
so.
Bill Hill and Bullhead about 1980. And so that car lot, which is like two or three lots there, has been selling used cars in Mojave County the mm-hmm. longest.
Yes.
Yeah. No one's been here longer than them.
And just a really, really nice family, very community-oriented,
yep.
very just super, super good people, great supporters of the Chamber and of all of our events. In fact, they had, I believe, 18 seats at the Derby. The last two years, they have been the biggest supporters of our Stick Pony Derby. Last year, they all came with T-shirts on with names of the different horses that had won and slogans and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I sat at their table this year mm-hmm. with Kristen Ott from Legacy here in Bullhead, but she lives in Kingman, and her husband is now the general manager of 66.
Right.
And I sat with the family, and it was funny because Renee, their daughter, Jim's daughter, she and I were sharing old stories with the Hills, you know, and talking about some of the things that went on over the years. And it was fun to reminisce.
It's always fun to do that. Yeah. So they had planned to do that big mixer last year and, of course, weren't able to do it.
Right.
So it was pretty timely that they got to do it with the changeover in management. So it was a good, introduction for Greg and a thank you to them for everything that they've done through all the years.
You need to put them on the calendar for next year and make it an annual
Absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun one. And I do hope to be able to do things like that where people kind of know which ones to go to. And this is going to be a fun one. And they're all fun. But
our chamber did a block party for years out at Horizon Bank in Mojave Valley. And there's a whole bunch of businesses. And there's a street in the middle of it. So it was on both sides. And last year we didn't do it because of COVID. And so Bo was trying to get the energy back up because mm-hmm. it's usually in October. And we're going to do it out there again in October this year. And all the businesses, and we block off the whole street and everything. And
we used to have a big October block party, too, that was in front of the REMAX building.
Yeah.
They would always do in there, and four or five different businesses would go together. And, again, they would have a band and
right.
and
it just draws
food
a bunch of people
and
out
it
to have
does, yeah.
a good time in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm. And I think those are the ones that the people, and I know me in particular, I really enjoy those outdoor, outdoor with the band and all of that because it's, We live in the most beautiful place to do that, why not?
We do, huh? In October in Bullhead, it's nice.
Oh, yeah. Same thing in Kingman. A little bit cooler up there, but.
Oh, yeah, well, just a tad. Especially in October.
Right.
All right, let's take another break here, our first break. And if you have questions, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Last night I said these words to my. For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter. Serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions. 758-2400.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. A couple more things to tell you about. Kids Day tomorrow at KRMC at the Hualapai Mountain Campus. That kicks off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You have questions, call KRMC at 928-757-2101. Third annual Back to Blue is tomorrow in Bullhead City. That's set up at 8 o'clock and depart at 9:30. Tammy Ring's in charge. It's her third year of putting this on. And you can call her at 928-715 or text her at 7464. And then the Life Jacket Exchange tomorrow with the Bullhead City Fire Department and the Arizona Game and Fish at Rotary Park, 9 to 11. Call Bullhead Fire, 928-758-3971. Kickoff for summer tomorrow at Ken Fovard Park with bounce houses, food trucks, free swim. And it's from 2 to 6 for the younger kids and teens, and 7 to 9 for adults. And so that would be fun. Call Kara Kaplan if you have questions, 928-234-7388. And tomorrow is the Kiwanis Club NOLA Charles 10th Annual Golf Course at Los Lagos. That's at 8 o'clock. Call Charlie Greer, 714-392-2737. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner available anytime during the day. You can take home a fresh pie if you want from the bakery, or a muffin or cookies. You can even take home some chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, or raspberry lemon drop. And today is Fish Friday, and that means all you can eat fish. So if you go there today, you might have to wait a little while because it's a busy place. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area for residents and visitors. A 24-hour emergency room if you need it. A chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7 if you need that. And a cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 763-2273. That's the end of that song. Oh, but let's keep going because we got to talk about Arizona Comfort Solutions. Play some more music. That's the last song on there. Okay. Hold on. There we go. Boom. Nope. Yep. Boom. There. How's that one? Play. Oh, come on. Now it doesn't want to play. There we go. Okay, here we go. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Comfort tools in your home and your business doing good. It's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter all summer. Now's the time to call them up and get them serviced. 928-758-2400. People in Bullhead City and California, they call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Jeff and his crew got three trucks out there. They can come running for you. Take care of your thermostats, your air conditioning, and your swamp coolers. Call one number, 758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, yeah. Hey, you can have lunch up there today. You know that? Oh, the grill is so good. They got. What do you crave? Steaks, pasta, salads, burgers, sandwiches. Oh, yeah. And happy hour every night. You can dine in or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. See the whole menu at LaughlinRanch.com. What in the world, what? People text me during the program. What in the world? What in the world, what? Yeah. All right, we're back with Becky here in the studio talking about the Chamber of Commerce. And you got a mixer coming up at Aloe. What is Aloe?
Okay, Aloe. Actually, the mixer will be at our office. The morning ones we're doing there.
Well, that's a morning one.
Yeah, that is the Sunrise Mixer on May 26th. They are always on the fourth Thursday of the month at 7:30 a.m. at the downtown MCC Beale Street Center, where the Chamber of Commerce is located inside.
And you know, I had Ron Foggan on earlier this week, and they have a lot of plans for infrastructure in the downtown area.
Oh, there's a lot getting ready to happen on Beale Street, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to have little parklets and whatnot, and a lot going to happen.
Yeah, kind of widening the sidewalks and shrinking the street down a little bit, but lots more walking and touristy area and things like that. So
that's gonna be great.
It is gonna be great. Yeah. Very, again, you know, we live in this greatest weather, you know, to be outside and enjoying it.
Oh,
and for the 10 months out of the year, you can pretty much sit outside during the day, you know. So
how cool is that?
It's going to be really nice. I know, I've always wondered that, you know, when we would go on vacations, they have all these outdoor, you know, patio seating and stuff like that. And then we come back and it's like, we have beautiful weather. Why don't we do this? So, yeah, I'm really excited to see that happen. It's going to really, I think, you know, the city's been doing a great job with all their facade improvements and all the neon lighting and all that that's going on downtown. And this is just going to take that one step further. So, yeah, our little downtown is really, really coming alive.
And it's great to see that the city makes that a priority.
They have
to do that.
They have really switched the new, well, I say new administration. I mean, it's been years now in the works, but they've really done great things in downtown and continue to. And they're also, I mean, I will say, spreading things a little bit outside of downtown, you know, doing some of the events like that Street Eats and the 66 Fest and doing that up on Route 66 and using that other park.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everybody always wants to concentrate on downtown, but Kingman is an entire city.
Right.
And that is a really nice park, and there's plenty of parking up there, and it's got a whole different function up there that
I didn't
is
ask
really
him
cool.
if he was going to do the street drags again this year.
I believe they are planned again this year, yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Good. So what is
it's about time for that to start rumbling,
What is this City Expo in June?
So the City Expo, again, is something that the city did it last year at the Centennial Park. And they bring all the different city departments out, and so then, you know, kids can go through the fire trucks and the police trucks, and you can learn about how, you know, all the different functions of the city. And they've invited us to be part of that again this year because we work so closely together.
Right.
So we'll have a little booth there. We were talking, I think what we're going to do, the giant dice that we used at the at the Derby, I think we're going to let the kids roll the dice and then, you know, choose whatever little swag item corresponds with their dice roll, so or something like that. But it's a lot of stuff like that, just learning about the city and the different services. And, of course, you know, the other partners with the city, the college, and things like that will all be there and have booths as well. So just kind of get to know your government and get to know what's going on in town.
Where do they hold that?
That'll be at Centennial Park.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's from 4 to 7 p.m. on the 9th.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you're getting ready for Andy Awards?
Andy Awards is getting ready to go again. We take the applications actually all year long. It's always on our website. But now's when we gear up and start, you know, really getting it out there in the community. So.
And when is the award ceremony?
The award ceremony is going to be on September 22nd, I believe, is that Thursday night. I believe that's – we just are just now finalizing the date because we have to – yeah, the 22nd is the Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
You know, we work in conjunction with the Kingsmen through the rodeo to do that. So they will be doing the Taco Tuesday on the 20th. The Cow Plop is the 21st. Then we're going to do Andy Awards on the Thursday night. Friday night will be the rodeo. It'll actually be an evening rodeo. And then Saturday will be the rodeo. So we make it Andy Divine
Week.
Yeah, a whole week. And then that's also on the 24th will be the Andy Divine Days Parade and all of that. So it's the whole Andy's week. So, yeah, we all work together to try to have something going on every evening.
Is that his birthday or something?
I don't know why they chose that week to do it. I really don't. Yeah, that was prior to me.
Probably something in there, huh?
Or
he kicked
off. Or the weather's really nice and it's a good time to have a parade.
Or he kicked off. He visited Kingman that day. Who knows? All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Do you promise not to tell?
Hi, my name is Jack McFarren, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice, relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
As I write this letter, send my love to you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Hey, you want to do some retirement planning? Well, sit down with Jack and go over the numbers. It doesn't cost you a thing. No. He'll sit down with you and give you advice and look at what you got and see what he can do for you, and then you make the decision. It's that simple. You know, how much do you want to make and when do you want to make it? He'll tell you. Call 928-888-9828. A lot of 8s in there. And when you call, you just make an appointment in Kingman or Bullhead City. He has offices in both towns. Make your appointment. Go in and sit down with him and learn what he's got to offer. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They're certified for your residence or your business to take care of your electrical issues. And they're building Fire Station 2 in Bullhead City right now. So they're busy people. If you need an electrician, call one number, 928-718-9444. They're available 24-7, so you got to put that number in your cell phone because you never know. You might need an electrician on the weekend. Sometimes you have an emergency. You might want to call them. Again, 928-718-9444. Mojave Electric Cooperative. You'll like to save money. Get your co-op connection card from MEC. Put it on your keychain and save money at Kitchen Bath and Beyond, Colorado River Eye Care, Coit, Office Express, Zubrick T-shirts, just some of the places where you can save money with that co-op connection card. You pick it up at their offices on Hancock Road, put it in your keychain, and just flash it everywhere you go and say, what's my discount? You'd be surprised how much you save. So pick yours up today. Unless you're rich, then you don't need one. But otherwise, get your co-op connection card from MEC. All right, back in the studio with Becky from the Kingman Chamber. And we kind of rushed over aloe, but that's going to be kind of a learning experience and a mixer in the morning.
It is, yeah. Aloe is the new broadband company that's coming into Kingman. So everybody's very excited to have them in town.
I think all of our communities are getting fiber.
Yes, I think it had something to do with some government money.
Or
at least part of it.
That helped.
It helped move it forward a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, they've been hiring all kinds of people. They've got some recruiters in town now and starting to get a group going.
Good.
So they're going to be doing the morning mixer. They're the host, you know, so they'll be bringing in the breakfast, and then they'll be sharing.
And it's at the chamber.
At the chamber right. office, yeah, because they don't have an office yet. So they're still working from home and kind of getting their crew built. They're in Havasu right now.
Right.
You know, putting in down there. But, yeah, they're going to be moving into Kingman. And
yeah, because I've heard Paul talking about them on Speak Out, and he's excited they're coming down there.
Yes,
and
yeah.
We're excited TWN's up here in Bullhead, and you got Aloe up there.
We've got Aloe up there, yeah. So they're going to tell about what areas they're going into first
right.
and how the whole grid is going to play out. So it'll be interesting.
I'm very lucky. I live in grid 2, and I've had it for 3 or 4 months now.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you click something in your computer, it's so fast.
I haven't seen the map yet, but I'm excited that I know that it's not too far from my area, so I'm happy about that.
Well, I teased everybody at TWN and MEC because the first area they did is where the mayor lives, Tom Brady. Mm. But that was only because that many people showed an interest, you know.
Right.
But I kept picking on him, saying, you did Tom's first. No, he didn't know the mayor lived there. Oh, yeah. But it's fun to have that.
So, we're excited about that. And then next evening mixer, of course, is a month from now because we had ours last night. June 16th, it'll be at Harley-Davidson.
Oh, okay.
So that's always a fun one. They always do a great job.
Sounds like it
would be. Yeah, it's a great place. You know, lots of room in there, and you can check out all the new Harley stuff and all that. But I also want to do a little shout-out to them for this past week. I didn't get to attend because I was at another meeting, but Cindy went on our behalf. They did they sponsored, or not sponsored, but hosted, I guess would be the correct word, the veterans that are in the Ride to the Wall.
Oh,
they
okay.
came through town, and they all stopped there at the Harley store, and the Elks Club cooked hamburgers for them and everything, and then they continued on. I think their next stop was Seligman.
How cool. They come into Kingman, and they get burgers made by the Elks. I mean,
that just
sounds really cool, you know.
So they had, I guess about 250 riders that came in, and unfortunately, I didn't get to be there, so I didn't get really good specifics, but I think there's 4 or 5 different groups countrywide, and they're kind of all on this like nationwide tour, and then they all come together in Washington, D.C. at the Vietnam Wall.
Good.
So it's a very cool thing, and they're being, you know, greeted as they go across the country, and different organizations doing that, you know, stop hosting them, giving them a burger or pizza or whatever, you know.
I want to drive my truck and just carry their luggage.
Yeah. I'm sure they've got some support vehicles.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
So anyway, I'm really sad that I missed that, but a very cool thing.
Next time I retire.
Yeah, next time you retire.
Yeah,
that didn't work out too good for me either, Larry.
I know. Oh, well. It was a good thought.
Busier now than I've ever been.
Yeah, I know. So what is National Rescue Dog Day?
Oh, okay. So that's kind of a segue to the next biggest thing going on in Kingman in a kind of backwards way.
Oh.
So next Friday, May 27th, is National Road Trip Day from the National Days calendar.
Okay.
Okay, so it's National Road Trip Day. So 2 years ago, we were contacted by Marlo Anderson, who actually is the guy that started National Days calendar.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to do a proclamation for a new day, being National Road Trip Day, and he chose Kingman, Arizona to do the proclamation.
How cool is that?
Because we're on the coolest road trip, you know, we're on the longest stretch of Route 66 and, you know, right in the heart of it. So
I-40 and,
why would you not come to Kingman to do that? So anyway, of course, that thing happened that, you know, we didn't get to have any fun for a couple of years.
So, we're making up for it.
Right. So fast forward. So we're going to do the celebration this coming Friday on May 27th.
Okay.
Today. Yeah, he will come in, do the proclamation for National Road Trip Day, but it also happened to be just about the time they were going to be finishing up the Jim Hinckley statue, and they're doing those downtown walking tours.
Ah.
So we're partnering the two together. We're doing National Road Trip Block Party in downtown Kingman. So we're closing off. There'll be a beer garden in the the parking lot that's next to the Hotel Beale.
Okay.
So Sportsman's Club will do like an extension of premise. So we'll have the beer garden in there done by them.
Okay.
There's going to be two bands playing. One of them is coming with the National Days Calendar people.
Okay.
They'll be playing, and then we've also got some local bands that'll be playing. So it starts at 3 o'clock on Friday. It goes until 10 o'clock Friday night. And the proclamation for National Road Trip will be at 5 o'clock with Marlo, and then his band will play. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll do the unveiling of the statue. So we'll kind of move across the street. It's right in front of the train station.
Okay.
Across from El Palacio's there. So we've got it all set up for dignitaries and all that to do the unveiling of the statue.
Oh.
And then we'll open up for the walking tours downtown. So they're going to have the first 13 of the points of interest that you can go up to. You take your phone, and it's got a little placard there that will tell about the courthouse. Let's just pick the courthouse. And it will tell, like, the history of it. And if you hit on the QR code, then Jim Hinckley tells you the history and the story.
Oh, wow.
And you can, if you slide your phone, it will show you, like, what it looked like in the beginning and then what it looks like now.
Wow.
So it's a really cool thing that's going to be happening downtown. And then there are 30 points of interest total right now that are already scheduled. And then it will grow from there as they come up with new ones. But, yeah, they've got the first 12 or 13 will be ready.
So who's doing that?
So Main Street Kingman is the one that started that whole thing. It was their idea. And then the city of Kingman stepped in to kind of help them with putting it all together, you know, to make sure that it's done to all the codes. And they also, the other cool thing they're doing, years ago we had a Walk of Fame, I think it was called, where they sold the bricks and they were going to be down Route 66.
Right.
And with some different construction things and stuff that happened, you know, those bricks kind of got displaced and everything.
Oh.
So now all of those are going to be put with the Jim Hinckley statue.
Oh.
Plus they're also selling bricks along with that as part of the fundraiser. So all of those bricks will all be in one place, and they'll be in a safe spot, so they'll be there forever.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's just going to be a really neat thing. And they did a soft opening of the tours last first Friday. They walked around and, you know, tried different cell services, different types of phone, different, you know, try to work out all the bugs before we have, you know, hundreds of people down there going, this isn't working.
Well, that's a good idea. Test it in advance.
Yeah, so they worked out a lot of the bugs on that, and it's just a neat thing. It's as long as you want it to be. You know, you may want to just check out one spot, or you can take a whole little walking tour of downtown Kingman. And but yeah, the whole festival, like I said, the beer garden's going to be there, and we're trying to set up with all the different local restaurants if they want to run a special or have something to try to support them, and they can deliver there to the beer garden, and everybody can get food from our local places and shop downtown. And so Andy Devine will be closed, I believe from 3rd to 5th, Andy Devine will be closed, but you can get up and down Beale Street.
Right.
And, yeah, so lots of festivities. Car show, of course. We always have a car show.
Yeah.
they'll be down there. But, yeah, it's just going to be a really nice kickoff to Memorial Day weekend in the summer. And hopefully it'll turn into an annual event that we will do. And
all right, good deal.
Continue to grow from there. Yeah, so fun.
But
back to National Rescue Dog Day.
Right.
That was your original question. We've been off track today. today is National Rescue Dog Day, and I know how you love your dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to put that on there in honor, and I have my rescue dog, who takes up three-quarters of my bed. But so I just wanted to give a shout-out for National Rescue Dog Day, and thanks for all of those who've...
Yeah.
I don't know whether we rescued them or they rescued us.
I know.
But
sometimes it's you don't know which way it is, because dogs just pour out love 24/7, you
right.
know?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, when I was...
Unconditional love.
Looking that up yesterday, talking about the National Days calendar, I saw that, and I thought, I got to tell Larry that one. So,
but yeah. I didn't. Mine were not rescue dogs. Mine were expensive
Yours
dogs.
Yours were expensive dogs,
yes,
yeah.
Because they're purebreds, but, you know.
We love them no matter what.
That's right.
Right. And then also Marlo, who does the National Days calendar, is doing an entire event up in Vegas called Celebration Nation, August 30th through September 1st.
Oh.
And he does motivational stuff and, like, marketing and that. So his National Days calendar is a way bigger program than just that. So I thought I'd give a shout-out for them for picking Kingman and doing that. So, and I'm hoping that down the road, now that we're back, you know, doing things again, I would like to bring him to Kingman and have him do some of his seminars and things there. So,
Yeah.
Bring great partnership.
A morning mixer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. You got meetings and businesses coming up under Bighorn Tech?
Oh, the Bighorn Trek.
What is that?
That is something that we're just starting to work on. It will be October 20th. It's going to be kind of like the ConCom that they had down here.
Okay.
We're calling it Bighorn Trek up in
Kingman.
Excuse me.
Is that going to be at the college?
It will be out at the college,
right.
Kind of a giant career fair.
Okay.
So, we've been meeting with different businesses to pull them in. So they'll be, like, what type of employees do you need, or what do you need your employees trained in, you know, what skills and all that type of stuff, and have that next to the classes that could, you know,
help
make that happen,
yeah,
and then bring the students in so they can kind of go down the entire career path. And we're also looking at a thing called U Science that would happen in the classroom, so the kids would take this class and learn what their skills and abilities and things are, and then what careers can lead into that, and then here's the education to get you into that position.
Excellent.
So that's why I was saying we got a lot of stuff going on, but it's not really kind of all pulled together yet because there's so many different arms and fingers. But I think it's going to be a really cool thing and something the community needs so much. We've got to get our workforce trained into the positions and the skills that are needed, because everything has changed so much in these last couple of years. So it's this big shift.
Stacy, as the president of the college, is trying to meet those needs of the businesses. More so than ever before.
I know I've said it 1,000 times, but he just has brought so much to our community and the team that he has brought, and all of us really working together. And like yesterday, we met as a group with one of the manufacturers up there. And it's like, what exactly do you need? What are the areas that are lacking? And how can we fill those needs? And then, you know, pulling in all those different partners of, let's figure out a way to do this and get our workforce trained.
And we need to mention the Bighorn Booster Club.
Yes.
Also, they have their, along with the Morning Sunrise Rotary Club, their Scramble inaugural golf tournament at Laughlin Ranch Saturday the 4th. And for more information, you can call 928-768-4443. And then the Friday night before is the Scramble. The night before is the Calcutta at Laughlin Ranch. So those are two big things. And I have heard that they hope to make $100,000.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Between sponsors and everybody else, and team sponsors and all the players, because that's going to kick off sports in our college.
Yes, yeah, that's the soccer program that they're trying to get together. So they're just doing all kinds of great things, and they're really kind of the hub of a lot of the things moving in the right direction.
Yes, you know, Judge Steve Moss is one of the people down here on that.
Oh, I bet he's very involved in the soccer thing. I know his kids were huge soccer players.
Yeah, they were.
So,
and the Burgess family and all of them. But they're on the committee to make this happen, you know, soccer. And so he and Gary Reynolds were in here a few weeks ago plugging the tournament.
Oh, good.
And
good.
So we all want to see that happen for our college. It's funny that the board can say, okay, yeah, you can get into sports, you just can't use our money. Whoa! What the heck was that?
Oh, okay. I know.
But I can understand that. So they can become self-sufficient with a tournament of this nature.
Right.
So
That would be I know it's going to be an awesome thing. Unfortunately, I'm not a golfer, but I could
and
be like your friend who's going to sit out and see if the ball, you know, if it's a hole in one, I can do that. That's about my extent of playing golf.
I did that one year for our Kiwanis tournament. It was at Laughlin Ranch, I believe. And I sat on a hill, and it was so windy that day, I froze, and I sit there and told myself, I'll never do this again, I'll never do this again, I'll never do this again. And so I've never done that again.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times, so just being the ball watcher, I guess, is what it is. So, yeah. That's my golfing talent.
Yeah, you got to be there because
somebody has to do
that
it.
That hole-in-one is going to get a car, so they got to make sure it's verified.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So. All right. What else do we have on our schedule?
Oh, my goodness. We have got, we talked about the fall rodeo a little bit, but we also have a June rodeo coming up.
Yeah, coming up just next month.
So,
huh?
Yeah, and that is the actual PRCA rodeo that they're going to be doing. So June the 10th will be the 100 Club downtown, and then the 11th will be the rodeo there at the fairgrounds and stuff. So
The
Kingsmen are doing great things with that, you know.
Good.
Just... Yeah, and they've split it up and do two rodeos now. I don't know how they do it. But, yeah, we've got that coming up. First Fridays, we're still trying to get that. We get lots and lots of questions about First Fridays. We're still trying to get that back going again. Kind of a transitioning thing.
Okay. All right.
So we're working on it.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. We'll take your questions if you want to call in.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Mojave Electric is proud to announce our new program, Mojave Charged. At MEC, we understand the increasing number of electric vehicles on the road will drive the need for residential and commercial charging stations. A $1,000 residential rebate and $2,500 commercial rebate are available for each qualifying member. To learn more, contact our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100 or at our website, mojaveelectric.com.
Vroom, vroom.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall and brought to you each and every day by Pet 5150. You got to see the videos on Facebook of these dogs at Pet 5150. People take their dogs there for the day or a week or longer, And it's like Disneyland for dogs. I mean, they're inside, they're outside, they're in the pool, they're out of the pool. They're just running around, and they play with each other. They got toys they can play tug-of-war with. And it's just, you got to watch the videos on Facebook, I tell you. So get your Facebook account and plug in there, Pet5150, and check out those videos. The dogs have to love it there. That's all there is to it. You can join the family, too. You can also get your pet, you know, boarded there, but also bathe and get the nails clipped and the spa, you know, and just Liz takes such great care of them. And call her at 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, vacation home, pool, add-on, refi, well, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, of Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You know, he sits at a big desk, and you go in, you start filling out the paperwork. You need $300,000 for a new house. And while you're filling out the paperwork, you look up at his desk, he's gone. Well, he's gone down into the vault. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down to the vault. And the vault's the size of the Pentagon. It's so big because it's got money on every shelf. And he gets your $300, he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Barron Services. Yeah, experts in fire and alarm systems, home or commercial. Beatles songs were so short. Installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job every single day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to costly sanitize every square inch of the building for the employees, the residents, the guests, and the patients. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, back in the studio with Becky, and we're talking again about the city of Kingman and what's going on.
Oh, goodness.
A lot,
yeah. It's just being able to pull it all together and explain it all is the...
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes left. Another great thing that we're going to be doing, another collaborative event, Destination Boot Camp.
Oh.
So I can expound on that next time.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're doing the Chamber, SBDC, the College, the City of Kingman Economic Development, County Economic Development. We're all going to go together to this Destination Boot Camp and learn new marketing strategies. And then once we get through step one of it, then we will do what's called a Community Reinvention Program.
Oh, wow.
So, again, kind of in those preliminary steps of, you know, I'm hoping that once we learn all of this new marketing strategy and the city is working on the whole downtown new streetscape, and then, you know, we'll come back and pull all that together, and we're going to have a whole trained workforce, and
Holy cow. Solving
the housing problems, and we're just taking over the world.
Okay, well.
That's what we're doing in Kingman.
It's rocking and rolling in Kingman. All right.
That's my goal.
You guys are busy.
We are busy, yeah. And I just can't say enough about the good things about all the good people working together,
right,
making all these changes in the community. So
that's what
it
makes
is,
it happen.
It is, yeah.
All right.
So.
Thank you, Becky. What's the chamber number?
928-753-6253. Or check us out on the web, KingmanChamber.com.
Okay. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you.
He's going to can it for the tuna. Paul Lavoie is up next. He's got Go Lake Havasu and Mike Bonney. And then Monday we have Mojave County Sheriff's Department in here. Who's going to be here? I have no idea.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.